Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, back in on The Drive. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll get to the pop quiz. We'll also all take a minute. We are happy to be joined in studio right now by Ellen Mathis. She wrote a very good story today for Arrowhead Addict. They are a fan-sided website. We wanted to have you. You are uniquely positioned to talk about this. You are a woman and an attorney. Neither one of us are either one of those things. So I think
definitely not.
Yeah, you are the perfect person to talk to about the Tyreek Hill situation.
Well, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
So, in your legal expertise, based on the information that we have, what is currently going on in Tyreek Hill's case?
So, Tyreek right now, he's in family court, which I want to make a distinction is very different from criminal court. Family court is essentially juvenile court. They oversee the welfare of children. So if there's child abuse, neglect, if a child is delinquent, the court has jurisdiction over that. So there's no criminal charges, and I want to make that very clear. We all heard that Tyreek's son was removed from the home. Again, this doesn't mean anything. The court is very, very cautious about the protection of children. So if you have a child where there's even a hint of an issue, they're going to be removed from the home because it's in their best interests. And then the court will step in and work with the parents, work with the Department of Social Services, work with attorneys, and work with the state in order to reunify the family and rehabilitate the parents. So that's where we're at.
Okay, so you bring up that this is a family court matter and not a criminal court matter. What would have to happen for it to develop or evolve into a criminal court matter?
That is solely in the hands of the district attorney, completely separate from the criminal or from the family court. So you're not actually going to have anything kind of related from the family court to the criminal court.
It feels like we haven't gotten a lot of information. Is this typical, and how much is that because there's a child involved?
It's very typical not to get any information from a family court. Again, it's always in the best interest of the child, so they're going to protect the child, and they're not going to release any information. So the fact that no information has been released, again, doesn't tell us anything.
And the fact that it's Tyreek Hill, you think doesn't, this is, with your studies, this is typical?
Very, very typical. Even as an attorney, sometimes I've struggled to get documents from the juvenile court in a case where I'm actually representing one of the parties.
So how likely is it you think that the NFL and or the Chiefs get information on this? Because you know you follow the league. We've seen time and time again, they just say, well, we tried, we couldn't figure out information. How likely could that be in this case that the Chiefs or and or the NFL don't get the proper information necessary to come to a fair conclusion?
I would be shocked if the courts released any information to the NFL or the Chiefs. I would bet most of the information going to either the NFL or the Chiefs is going to be coming from Tyreek's attorney.
So what do you do in that scenario?
What does the NFL do or what do the Chiefs do? I mean, they're just going to have to make a guess or believe Tyreek's attorney. I don't know what they'll do.
How much is his past affecting this investigation? Because we're not exactly talking about a choir boy here.
Sure. I think that it definitely has an impact. I think if a report comes from somebody who's had a clean nose their whole life, it probably doesn't get as scrutinized as closely. But with Tyreek's past, the court, Department of Social Services, they're going to look a lot closer just to make sure that things are okay in the home for that child.
Right now we're talking to Ellen Mathis. She wrote a really good article today for Arrowhead Addict that kind of summarizes everything that's going on with Tyreek Hill. I feel like it's kind of the information has come in waves. You had the initial report, I believe it was 4, 5, 6 weeks ago. It was around Big 12 weekend. And now we get this wave of information. When do you think the next round of information is, and what's next in this case?
So it's hard to say when the next round of information is going to be, especially because the court's going to be so tight-lipped about what's going on. But generally, Tyreek, his fiance, the attorneys, the state, Department of Social Services, and the court will all work together in teams to do things like counseling in order to reunify the family. So if Tyreek and his fiance are working really hard to get their son back into their care, I mean, we could see the child placed back in their care very shortly. It could also be really drawn out. If Tyreek and his fiance don't do anything, don't follow the court's orders, the state could seek termination of parental rights. But I think that is just not even going to happen.
if this happened during the course of an NFL season, would Tyreek Hill be playing? Because the only comparison I think we have from an NFL standpoint is what happened to Adrian Peterson, and I think we all know how that ended. If this exact same situation that's going on right now happened week three of the NFL season, would Tyreek be playing while this was going on?
I think he'd be playing while it's going on because, again, there's no criminal matters that have been charged. I think it's just he'd be playing. We'll see if it affects this next season because, again, the family court, juvenile court, is a very slow-moving process.
What's a typical standard average length for something like this?
It can go on a year easily because they want to make absolutely sure that the home is safe, that the parents are engaging in really good parental practices.
You talk about it could take up to a year for the investigation to conclude itself. What's happening during the investigation with the parents? What's happening with the investigation with the child?
So the investigation is separate from the family court stuff. The family court stuff could take a year. The investigation, who knows? I a little bit wonder if they're done with the investigation. We haven't heard anything from it. The DA hasn't filed any charges. They could be done. They're typically involving interviews with Tyreek, with his fiance, with whoever reported it, and then they'll turn over this report to the DA. The DA decides whether or not to press charges. I would guess it's been 6 weeks. People have probably done their interviews. I don't think he's going to be criminally charged. Again, this is just speculation.
This is my last question here because this is just my opinion from just following the league and watching the NFL. I don't think it's likely that Tyreek Hill plays all 16 games, knowing what we know about the NFL. Maybe it's a 2-game suspension, maybe it's a 4-game, maybe it's a 6-game, but I do think at some point over the next 3 months, we find that he is suspended for conduct detrimental to the league. I don't really see how the story ends any differently. I think we are past the point of the extreme of him being kicked off the team. I think we're past that, but we are not past the point of Tyreek Hill, I think, missing some portion of the season because of this investigation.
I would agree with that. I think likely the league wants to send a message, which is that you have to take care of your kids. You have to be very responsible. So he's probably facing some sort of a suspension. I don't think we have a really good example of what that kind of suspension would be. I'm not aware of any type of situation like this where you have a family court investigation. And so I would guess, you know, he's going to be suspended at some point this next year.
I don't know if it was a family court situation, but remember Ezekiel Elliott a couple of years ago where you've got the situation where something legally doesn't necessarily happen, but the league can still do what they want to said player.
Yep, that's true. And so they would want to send a message, you know, to the players saying, you know, you have to conduct yourselves well because the NFL has a reputation.
Do you agree with CDOT that that's kind of the road this is heading down, that at some point he's going to face some sort of suspension?
Yeah, I think he's definitely looking at a suspension. Who knows how long, though?
So that's Ellen Mathis of Arrowhead Addicts. She wrote a really good story today. BK, if you can, go ahead and tweet this out from the station account. It was a really good story. I really want people to see it. I thought it was the best piece of journalism of writing that I read so far today, so I wanted to have Ellen on to discuss it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.